I want to thank a few people. I want to thank Cody Long. I want to thank Deacon Lunchbox. And I want to thank Leslie for showing up from RFG. All right? It's RFG. They broadcast the show. They broadcast the, all you yahoos out here clapping and yelling and screaming for Greenpeace. They do it every Sunday night, about 8:30 to 9:30. So I want you to listen to it. Prick your ears up. Get enlightened. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I want you to get in a frame of mind. Put in your safety belts for Jody Grind. Huh, huh.
Television music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like singing into like two mosquito eyes or something else actually, but I won't repeat it since I'm dressed like a school teacher tonight. All right, next, Bill. This features Bill on vocals also. A pleasant surprise for everyone, I'm sure. That's what I say. Woo! It's a very romantic song. You can hold hands, please.
Crushing.
Excuse on me. Mushy songs for mushy people. Now, Bill, as he is known among his musician friends, is going to be very professional and painless in changing from guitar to banjo. When he gets on banjo, there's just, I'm not responsible for what happens. Mujahideen, indeed. This is our disclaimer for insurance purposes now, the dreaded sing-along. Okay, all you have to do is meow three times, and I'm sure you will figure out the place to do it. It's really very fun, and if you're drunk enough, everything will go very nicely. All right. Oh, Señor Don Gato was a cat. On a high red roof, Don Gato sat. He went there to read a letter, where the reading light was better. Ay caramba, cried Don Gato. Oh, the note was from a lady cat, who was fluffy white and nice and fat. There was not a sweeter kitty in the country or the city. And she said she'd wed Don Gato. Oh, Don Gato jumped so happily. He fell off the roof and broke his knee. Broke his ribs and all his whiskers, and his little solar plexus. Ay caramba, cried Don Gato. Oh, Don Gato's all came on the run, just to see if something could be done. And they held a consultation about how to save their patient. How to save Señor Don Gato. But in spite of everything they tried, poor Señor Don Gato up and died. And it wasn't very merry, meow, meow, meow. Going to the cemetery, meow. For the ending of Don Gato, as the funeral passed the market square, such a smell of fish was in the air, and though his burial was slated, he became reanimated. He came back. Yes, now the second pesky sing-along. Take it, Bill. This one's easier. You just scream whenever you feel like it. You are being recorded. I wasn't going to tell you that because that's sort of cheating. Everybody, like, yells more. And I wanted to see what you could do just on your own. But you are being recorded for posterity. So let's hear it. Let's hear it! Woo! I feel like Bon Jovi when I do that.
Thank you.
told you that might happen. Now Bill's being professional and painless again in his transition. He's much admired in the musical community, I must reiterate. Next, for the Dusty Springfield fans, and for people who perhaps might have ants in their pants, these two are good to dance to, I've found.
Thank you.
to leave his throne, but he was up, love, love, love alone. Calls King Edward to leave his throne. You take his money, take his boat, leave him only with his milking goat. Cause it was love, 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 love alone. Now calls King Edward to leave his throne. You take his money, take his store, keep him that lady from Baltimore.